He goes to confession every week, even though he has nothing to confess. He is the least interesting man in the world.
It really is.
Yeah.
Think of great filmmaking duos, and Paul Summers and Tim Estep probably don't come to mind, but maybe they should. For 7 years now, they've been hosting the Super Great Film Festival in Harrisonburg.
Every year we get tons of emails, hey, can we submit our film? It's not really that type of festival.
That's Tim Estep, and he's right. It's not that type of festival, because all of the films that will screen over the course of the two-night-long event have been made specifically for Super Great.
That's the difference. We're giving people cameras and film, and they have about 3 months to create a film, and then they come and watch their film for the first time when it airs the night of the screening.
If you're thinking, wait, what? How can you make a film and not see it while you're making it? Good question. All of the movies shown at Super Great are shot on Super 8 film, which needs to be developed before you can watch it. Do you remember Super 8? It came out in the 60s for use in home video cameras. It's what filmmakers like Steven Spielberg and J.J. Abrams shot on when they were kids.
You know, it's a breath of fresh air in a digital world.
That's Paul Summers. Chat with him and Tim Estep for a few minutes, and it becomes pretty clear that they're both a little bit in love with Super 8 film.
The shot that you can get on Super 8 is absolutely astonishingly beautiful, and it looks like nothing else.
If you were going to say one word, I think dreamlike.
Back in 2010, Tim and Paul decided to harness that dreamlike quality by holding a film festival built around Super 8. Initially, they had to sell people on the idea.
But then, once you broke the cameras out, it was just kind of like, whoa, this is sick. What is this? And, you know, it looks like a pistol, and it has a pistol grip, and it just does all these things that are really, really unique.
And the films that are created with this 50-year-old technology tend to be pretty unique, too. Like an animation of a woman who seems to be eating her own head. Or movies about making toast, Bigfoot, even a mysterious hole in the ground. The festival is open to anyone interested in making a film, though there is a $60 registration fee. But in return,
we provide the film cartridge. We provide the camera, get other people like helpers, actors, cinematographers, you know, whatever people need. If they want to make a film, we pretty much facilitate everything we can to make that possible for them.
Paul and Tim work hard to explain the process to participants, but there's one thing some filmmakers still seem to have trouble wrapping their heads around.
We'll sign people up for the film festival and we'll get a call and it's like, man, I'm looking at this camera and I can't figure out how to review the footage that I've already shot. And it's like, well, unless you have a spare chemical bath, you're not going to be able to see it.
In fact, filmmakers send their undeveloped reels to Tim and Paul, who then send them off to California for processing. When the films come back, they're often rife with little mistakes. Actors dropping props, looking into the camera. Paul Summers calls these happy accidents.
You know, you see them in the theater and everybody, you know, encouragingly laughs, and it totally works.
But occasionally there are bigger problems, like the time one man's reel came back all black.
And we called him, and he was just made like this visceral kind of ugh, and was telling us how he had pushed a car off of a cliff and got it on film, and we were telling him that it was gone.
A far more common problem turns out to be length. Each filmmaker receives only one reel of Super 8 film, 200 seconds of footage, no more. And sometimes that runs out before they think it will.
There's been a lot of films that don't have a last shot, the punchline.
Audio turns out to be a big challenge, too. Filmmakers have to create their soundtracks separately from the visuals, without the benefit of seeing what they've shot. That makes lining up or syncing dialogue really difficult.
Because it comes out looking like a kung fu film.
Which gave one group of participants last year an idea.
I can end your life right now. That is, of course, unless you know kung fu.
No, please!
And it was just like a 70s kung fu film with, you know, the fast zooms and the snappy cameras and overdubbed audio.
But even those filmmakers didn't know how their film had turned out before they screened it in front of an audience. Which is why, Paul and Tim say, the Super Great screenings are so fun and electric.
I think that's sort of the build-up that happens before the festival, and the buzz you feel in there is because, like, you have no idea.
Along with the 36 films that will be screened this week, there will be an award ceremony and after-parties. Based on past attendance, Paul and Tim expect a full and very happy house. For WMRA News, I'm Emily Richardson-Lorente.